English writer Martin Amis is out with his 14th novel, Zone of Interest. It dares to imagine the inner lives of soldiers and prisoners in a Nazi concentration camp. It arrived on UK bookshelves in August and will be available in the US this month. But French and German Amis fans will have to read it in English. His usual publishers will not be publishing this book. Alan Chews thinks, yes, it's difficult, but it's worth the read.
When I picked up Martin Amis's new novel and began reading, it felt as though I'd touched the third rail. The material, love and lust and daily life in a concentration camp, it's that electric. Angelus Golo Thompson, the nephew of Martin Bormann, Hitler's personal secretary, serves as the Nazi High Command's liaison with the IG Farben factory on the grounds of the camp. He's a serious womanizer and keeps up a high level of ironic banter with a few close friends, fellow officers, mostly gallows humor about the horrors of the camp. Much to the dismay of one of his friends, Thompson falls in love with Hannah Dahl, the wife of the alcoholic camp commandant, Paul Dahl. The commandant soon finds evidence of his wife's disloyalty. This sets in motion a plot that puts Thompson and his beloved in dreadful danger and exposes to the naked eye the debauchery, thievery, and criminal incompetence of everyone on the concentration camp staff, from the highest-ranking Nazis to the IG Farben managers and technicians, down to the Jewish Sonderkommandos, the complicit prisoners spared long enough to assist with the murderous work of the camp. Speaking about complicity, we actually come to sympathize with Thompson and Hannah as they delicately thread their way through the intricacies and madness of their situation. No small aesthetic feat on the part of the writer. Trumping both of them is Amis's creation of the character of Shmuel, a longtime survivor of the current group of Sonderkommandos, the saddest men in the history of the world, as he himself describes his ilk. "I used to have the greatest respect for nightmares," we hear him declaim, "for their intelligence and artistry. Now I think nightmares are pathetic. They're quite incapable of coming up with anything even remotely as terrible as what I do all the day." In an afterword, Martin Amis meditates on the irony of writing about the unspeakable. It would be unspeakable to cheer about what he's accomplished in these pages, but I do urge you to read them.
The book is Zone of Interest by Martin Amis. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.